Welcome back to Bitches and Witches podcast. I'm Vera and today I have my friend Avalia here with me and I'm so excited for this conversation because it's going to be just so interesting and so many things that I'm excited to learn and hear about. And this person is truly a super special person and I'm so fascinated by her. So I'm excited for her to share her wisdom and share her story. Welcome to the podcast.
Oh wow, thank you. Thank you so much.
So
I'm so excited.
I'm so excited to have you here. And the first question that I want to ask you is that right at this moment, would you say, do you identify more as a bitch or as a witch? And why?
As a witch.
Yeah.
Yes. Definitely.
And what would be your explanation for that?
I feel like it comes through my family also. Like I haven't met my grandmom in this lifetime, but I have heard these amazing stories when I was a child, and I always thought that, yeah, she is definitely like a witch, but in a good way.
I love that. Okay, so would you like to explain a bit more of what you do? I'm so fascinated by what you do in this world and what you help people with. So would you like to explain a bit about that?
Yes, thank you. And thank you for introducing me with my soul name. It always feels so good. Like, that was the first things that came into me on my spiritual path. Like receiving my soul name was such a huge step for me, even though I didn't realize it first at that time. But yeah, so I work as a healer, energy healer, and Akashic Record reader. And yeah, I do energy healings 101, like face to face also, but mostly I work remotely. And also I do group healings. I always receive this guidance before group healings that what will be the theme of them. And yeah, Akashic Records have been on my path past couple of years. And yeah, that has been really huge tool on my spiritual journey. And I just love help people through Akashic Records. It's a unique place. It's like a library where is all the information for every soul, like every thought and every action and past lives. And it's funny because there is not actually past lives, but it's easier to us understand what we are talking about. But yeah, past lives and trauma and gifts, and yeah, it's a magical place.
I'm so fascinated by that, and like you're gonna have to explain more about that. So how did you first get introduced to Akashic Records, and like how did it all get started?
I remember there was this like Rebecca Campbell's one oracle deck, and there was this card Akasha, and I was like, oh, like that really truly resonates with me, like there is something in it. And then fast forward, I found this amazing healer, Lauren, who is from United States, and she is like really powerful healer and who I truly admire. And I don't trust that many people in my life, especially when it comes to healings or readings. So yeah, she has been my mentor also. And she does Akashic Records readings. And I booked one reading from her. And that just like really helped me. And like everything just clicked. And yeah, she also told that it's just so natural for me to connect to the Akashic Records, like I could do it by myself. And so it took a little bit time and I needed to get a little bit more courage to do it. But when I entered there, it was just pure magic. Like, oh, the love that you feel when you go up there and the information that you receive, It's truly amazing.
So how does that work? Like, how do you enter that space, or I don't know what to call it,
Yeah.
but how does it in practice happen, or how do you do it?
So there's this like prayer, what you do with which will help you to get access. Of course, you can get it there without it, or yeah, but mostly I usually do the prayer to honor Takashic Records, the masters, teachers, and loved ones, and that opens the records for me. And before that, I meditate, and if I'm doing a reading for someone else, I tune into the energy of the other person, and then I enter there. Like when I enter there, most of the time there is the higher self of this person welcoming me, and yeah, it's like a realm that is above your like crown chakra. It's yeah, I don't know how to else explain it.
It's so cool. And like, I'm just kind of wondering, like, what does it look like something? Like, do you see something in your like, I'm just wondering what's the sensation for you when you're in that realm? Like, do you see things? Do you feel like sense things, hear things? Like, what is that space like?
Yeah, so I also hear things, or they come as a thought, and also I can see and feel. So I can use almost every sense. And that's the beauty of it. And it's funny, like sometimes how they give these messages. It's just like they give the message for you as some image that will help you to understand what the message is. And it's usually, sometimes it's connected to a client, and the client understands the message better than I do. Or sometimes they use it as like how I could understand it better to, yeah, tell the client what they want to tell.
So what kind of things can this help people with? Like, what kind of questions do people have when they come to you for doing those readings?
Usually they have a lot of questions about love life. I think that's the most common for people. They want to know their soulmates or the relationship that they are in, or also they want to know what past life is connected to the current one. But yeah, it's funny because that was the things that I wanted to know from Lauren first. Like I wanted to know about my love life and like my love life in general, my past lives. But the Akashic Records is for so much more. Like the knowledge that you can get from there is like endless. And yeah, usually it helps people to activate the gifts in themselves. And also if, for example, if someone has some physical thing going on, like they're sick or they have some like burning feeling on their arm or like whatever it is, it can be affected by past life, like how you have died in your past life, or if there is some trauma that is coming true from your past life or whatever, because it's everything is connected in the moment. And this is the funniest thing, because there is no past life or a future life, or like different lifetimes on other planets, because everything is happening right now and everything is connected in this moment. And our human mind is really hard to understand that.
Oh my God, it's so fascinating. So, are you, if for example, I would ask about my love life, would you be able to like tell me who's my soulmate, or is it like very specific information, like, or my life purpose, or like what type of, if you're gonna give an example of things that you're able to figure out or see? for people? Is it that, okay, this is the person who you're meant to be with, or what's the like information that you're able to get?
Yeah, usually they give me like hints. Like, for example, if you ask about your future partner, they give some physical traits or like some how they act or how they are, but they don't give you like the name or like not like really specific information. And even like if people ask about their soul work, I'm not allowed to tell them what it is. Like, I can't name it because those are like really important step on people's path, and they need to have the courage to make the decisions on their path, and that will really empower the soul and learn.
So it's not like if someone wants kind of like an easy fix of like, tell me everything about my life, and now I can just like, it makes total sense that people need to, they cannot have all the information, because then it will kind of stop them from the growth and getting to know
Yeah,
themselves.
exactly. But usually the readings activate parts in themselves, and Akashic Records is such a healing place. Like, they are sending healing energy towards the soul that wants to receive answers, and it's remarkable. It's so beautiful.
Oh my God. I definitely need that reading at some point. I've been so curious ever since I met you. I was like, at some point I have to do it, because it's so fascinating. And I also wanted to mention, and you mentioned the energy healing, and just wanted to mention that it was such a cool experience when I was part of your group healing. Like, and I've been telling people about it, that I didn't really know what I was like getting into. For some reason, I remember that I thought that it was like, I didn't think it was going to be a healing session, which I think made it even like a cooler experience. For some reason, I thought it was just like you were going to be talking about something, or because it was like a specific theme. I think it was like Friday 13th or something like that. It was such a intense, cool experience, and I've always been so fascinated by energy healing and how people get into that and how they develop that skill. So, what has that journey been like for you to be able to do energy healings?
Oh wow. It has been a huge, huge journey, and I'm still learning, and it's getting more powerful in a way. But I always tell that the energy that comes through me, it's not me. I'm just the channel, and I transit the energy from God, from source, from universe, however you want to call it. And it has been so interesting, this path, because I would have never ever believed that I would do something like this. So basically, like, how many years ago? Three and a half maybe, I had my spiritual awakening, but everything started like I think 4 years ago when I went to Thailand to this meditation retreat. I'm so bad with like years because I feel like, oh, this time feels like a decade for me. And time is such a illusion. But yeah, so I went to this meditation retreat in Thailand, and I was just getting out of abusive relationship, which, yeah, it was really tough time for me. And then, like, I didn't know who I am. I didn't know what to think, what I'm allowed to think, what I can say, like, or how I can behave. Like, who am I? And then, yeah, I went to this retreat, and we were meditating like about 8 hours in a day. And before that, I couldn't meditate in like 5 minutes at home. So it was like a total different world for me, and really tuning into myself and get to know like who am I and connecting with my soul. And when I came back from Thailand, I remember talking to my friends like, oh, I have this like huge pressure on my forehead, like I don't know what it is. And yeah, it was the third eye like activating. And I started to see these visions about future and things that has come true also. And yeah, it was really hard time, especially during COVID, because that was the time that most people like went through their awakening, and people were just connecting with their souls more, really starting to realize like what they think about world, like who are they. And people were going crazy, and I was going crazy also because my senses were like opening up. And one day I connected with my grandmother, who I haven't seen in this lifetime. She's my mom's mom. And yeah, she was so-called healer and had these abilities. And my mom has always been super intuitive, like she knows stuff before stuff happens. And like, yeah, we have always told like our mom is like a witch. And yeah, that time I connected with my grandmom, and she has been passing me information and how I can do healings and what do I do. And I haven't been allowed to go any like course or like anywhere to learn this, because every time the answer has been like, it's only limiting you. It's only limiting you. Like, you can't do that. You need to figure everything out by yourself. And yeah, I have had some really tough initiations on my way and really truly learning. But all the negative stuff that I went through on energetic level and what I needed to clear on myself, I'm now able to help others to heal those parts. And as a healer, I feel like I have huge responsibility to be clear channel and really go through my own trauma and heal myself so I can heal others. And the parts that I heal in myself, I'm able to activate and heal on others. So that's basically the thing.
That is so beautiful. And I think one of my favorite things that you just said was that you've been kind of forced to go on this journey where you need to learn everything on your own, and that, you're not taking any courses. Like, you learn through yourself and through your own experiences. And I think because we live in this world where you need a certificate for like every single thing that you do, this goes so against that mentality, and it makes me so happy that like we're kind of moving towards that space where you can, like, you don't need to get the wisdom from outside of yourself. You can really just, by connecting to yourself and learning through your own experiences, find the wisdom and then share it with others. So I think that's so beautiful. And I think people need to hear that as well, because I think people very often assume that even different kinds of healers have gone through some sort of like healing certification, and maybe some people do, but I think your story is really inspiring and important for people to hear.
Yeah, definitely. I really want to like how to say like spread the information that if it's calling you, like even like I always tell that this path, like I didn't choose this path. Like this path definitely chose me, and like I didn't have any other option, and this is what my soul came here to do. And I just need to admit it. And I love what I do, and I like all the time when I do healing sessions and I can channel this beautiful energy and help people, it always like touches me, and like it's such a beautiful gift And I'm always like so grateful for the source and God that I came here to do what I was supposed to do. And even though it has been a really hard journey, and I miss home like crazy. Like sometimes it's so hard to be in here. But I truly am grateful for this.
Yeah. Do you want to explain to people? I don't think people know where you are right now. So you want to explain your where you're at right now?
Yeah.
Feels so
Yeah.
cool.
So I'm at this moment, I'm in Portugal. It's like I'm actually in one little town, like kind of like village, and it's such a magical place. And like when I came here to Portugal, I came here with my friend, and I'm living in a van. And yeah, it's my friend's van, and we came here together, but she needed to go fast back to Finland to do some stuff there. So we decided that I'm gonna stay here in her van, and maybe in a month or so she will fly back and then I fly back to home. But I don't know, like the plan is changing and I just go with the flow. And I feel like I have been here in this land like before, and it's part of like the time of Atlantis and like Lemuria, and this is a place of like crystals. It's a place of wisdom, and it's connected to the earth here, like to the crown and to the roots. And it's all the time like activating me, and I feel like I'm making huge like process to deepen my connection with Mother Earth and the wisdom that the Mother Earth carries. And yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah, that's so beautiful. And it was so funny that I have also been in that small town before we started recording. We were talking about that, and I think it's so funny because I was there maybe for 24 hours, but it was such a special place. So it's funny how the universe works.
It is. And like I'm so glad that you have been here. Like, oh, that tells me a lot. Like, wow. Amazing.
So I wanted to ask you more about your family, because you mentioned your grandmother and your mother, and that these abilities have been part of your family. So how was it like in your childhood? Because you said that you never thought that you would be doing this type of healings and all this. So how did you view it as a child, if these things were, you know, still part of your family life? Or I don't know how much these things were talked about, but how was it when you were younger?
I remember like when I was young, I had like this one, my mom like always told about my imaginary friend. Like, of course children have those, but it's not only like what we imagine, it's like those are spirits. And it's so cool how kids are so connected to the other side. And yeah, that it's amazing. But yeah, I remember like when I was a child, I always knew, like we were living in this kind of in like middle of nowhere my first 9 years of my life. And I'm really grateful for that, because I was able to be around the nature, and we didn't have a lot of neighbors, and we were so free to do anything, and like just running naked in the woods, like it was amazing. And yeah, I always had this feeling like I'm gonna do something great. Not in a way that I will be like successful or like something like that, but I just knew that there is a bigger reason why I came here. Like something gonna happen. Like I just knew that that was in my soul, like printed in my soul. And like nowadays I have my sister, I have two sisters, my other sister and my mom has told me like when I was born, like they knew right away like how powerful like my soul is and what's the energy that I carry. And it has been really beautiful to have that confirmation from my family also. And yeah, my sisters are also quite into like they are spiritual. Other one not so much. But like she's taking like baby steps, and I love when she sends me a message like, "Hey, like, what about this or that? Like, what is this sign? What is the universe trying to tell me?" But my other sister has been so connected to angels like all her life, and yeah, my mom always shared the stories about my grandma, and it was so normal for us, like our mom telling like, yeah, this is gonna happen, and like you should be careful with this and this because it's gonna have like she just knew things. And yeah, I love to get guidance from her, but there is also like she don't give the guidance most of the time because she wants us to learn to trust ourselves. So it's really nice.
Yeah. So that's so, first of all, so beautiful that you had that kind of environment when you were growing up, and that you have that support from your family, and I guess you don't feel alone with these things since you have family members who understand this journey and these things. And so that's really beautiful, because I've come across a lot of people who seem to be very alone with these things, and but then they find maybe friends, but there's a lot of shame around this, and like a lot of people are hiding, and maybe also don't really tap into all of these abilities because of they don't have the support, or they have no one to really talk to, or no one who could explain these things for them. So I'm curious also then, what has your experience been with the outside world questioning these things, or any kind of judgment over your work, because I know that not everyone is like understands or is open to understanding what you do and these things. So what has your journey been like with people maybe questioning or judging what you do?
Yeah, it has been quite hard sometimes, especially because I have been so free to do anything that I wanted. Like my parents have always let me walk my path, even though like my path has been totally different than my sister's or the like rest of the world, like most of people. Like it's not a normal path. But yeah, I'm really grateful that my dad and my mom has let me do what I always wanted to and just follow it, like follow my intuition. And even like when I have tried like psychedelics and I went to this like Bufo ceremony, and I know like my family is not a big fan of psychedelics and they are like a little bit scared like what's gonna happen. But also like my mom just told me like if you're guided to do that, I know it's something that is meant to your path, like because I trust your guidance, I trust your inner voice. So having that support and then talking about this stuff out loud in social media, oof, yeah, I honestly I don't know how people do it if they don't have that kind of support around them, especially from their family. And I know that everyone has their own path. And if you are not like your soul is not on that level of learning something or can't receive some information, like you can't do anything about it. And I have been on social media like 9 years. I started as a fitness girl who gained a lot of followers. And then I started to do OnlyFans just like as a from like art perspective. And yeah, I have heard so much judgment in my life, like my whole life from people. So now sharing the messages that comes through me to the world, I just know that the people who needs to hear it will hear it, and even people who can't handle the message or what I want to share, well, it's like it's activating some parts, and if it's triggering, maybe it will trigger the correct parts of themselves to really learn to see themselves in another level, maybe. But yeah, it has been hard. And even like in TikTok, I had this message coming through that I need to start posting videos on TikTok. And I was like, oh gosh, like, I don't want to, like, I really don't want to. And my guides were like, yep, like, that's what you should do. Like, you're going to help so many people. And I was like, oh no, like, okay, I'm just going to do it. And I started posting videos, and these started to go viral. And there is this one video where I speak light language, and light language is like, it comes from your soul, and it can sound really weird. And this is actually a funny story. My mom told me that my grandmom had been like praying with this language, and when I showed my mom the light language, like, she just started crying because she remembered like her mom praying in this language. And I didn't know, like, she had never told me that before. And it was really important part of my journey. And light language is such a powerful tool to connect with your soul. And yeah, that video on TikTok got so much like negative energy, and people were just like thinking that I'm total like, totally like crazy and lunatic, or like, the comments were horrible. And I need to admit that it really hurt me, and I needed to take a step back from TikTok, and I just didn't feel like I want to share my light in there.
Yeah, that's what I think a lot of people fear, like the fear of being seen, especially when the things that you want to share are not the most or things that might provoke people, or kind of people would question and judge, and not everyone would understand. It takes a lot of courage to do it, and then to also continue to do it, because as you said, there's people receive a lot of hate and judgment for that. So what's your situation right now with it? Are you taking a break from creating content there, or how do you feel about it right now?
Yeah, I'm taking a break, but every time when I have this guidance to make a video, I do. And also the messages that has come through is that the negative energy that is in our world right now, and like the AI and everything, like, the negative comments that people get when they share their truth, it's not even real people. It's only like this negative energy that is trying to keep us away from our own power, and keeping us like in low energy, in like being afraid and fearing to step up and lead and really share the truth. So I don't want to stop sharing my truth, but also I realize that I need a little break, but still just following the guidance.
Yeah. I'm happy that you're just taking a little break, and then you're gonna continue, because what you have to share is so important, and yeah, the world really needs to hear what you have to share. I wanted to ask a bit more about like the resistance, like on your journey, like, has there been, which parts have been the hardest on your journey of becoming a healer and sharing your wisdom? What kind of resistance have you felt? Because you said you've had this feeling since you were young that you're here to do something big and something meaningful, but then there has been some sort of resistance. So I'm just curious what that has, because I relate to that so much, because I've had the same feeling since I was little. So I'm just curious to hear, like, what kind of things have been holding you back, or things that you have had to deal with, or maybe you're still kind of dealing with?
I think first was just, like stepping in my own power and really be comfortable of speaking your truth, because during my first relationship, I wasn't like able to share or talk what I thought, because it, yeah, there was like really abusive moments. So just like saying out loud what I think was like huge step, and doing that publicly on social media, oh wow, it was such a like empowering moment for me. And just realizing that, okay, like nothing bad happened, I was totally okay to share what I think and what I the information that I receive, and nothing bad happened. Like no one didn't hit me, no one didn't like physically say something, or like it's totally okay. And yeah, of course, like now I have received some bad messages, but I'm glad that the universe saved me from them for first months when I stepped on my power. But yes, I feel like just having the courage was really hard first, but the more you do it, the more you share share your truth, the easier it comes. And there is no other, like, the truth is the most beautiful thing. And it's funny because I'm that kind of person that everyone can sense like a mile away if I lie, or if I feel bad about something, or if I have like some inner process going on, or like whatever, or like some conflict. And I just can't hide my feelings, or I can't hide my truth. So I just need to say it.
Yes, and it's so freeing to share that, and then also when you realize that there are people who resonate with what you have to share, and that the things that you have to share actually help people, so that is not even just for you, it's for the betterment of this entire world that you share your truth. So I think that also, at least for me, like, has been the thing that motivates to be sharing, when you see the impact of you stepping into your power and having the courage to lead. But it's not easy, definitely.
No, and I think the resistance that has come lately is this, I think it's quite not trend, but it's kind of like really big thing, especially in Finland, that people are turning to be, how you say, like in faith, like in church. I don't know if you have noticed, but many people who have being like on the spiritual path have suddenly turned their backs, and things like all the energy healings and crystals and everything is from Satan, and like really pointing their fingers and being really judgy. And that's something that has really hurt me, and I have been really sad about it, like so sad. And not just like, I'm not sad that they are saying that my work is something that they think, because I know what I do, but I'm sad that they're pointing fingers and going away from the bigger truth. And I know like everyone has their own truth, and this is important to remember, and this is what I want to share also, that my truth is not necessarily others' truth, and I want to help people find their own truth, and like it can change, and it's allowed to change, but just follow your truth, because that's your like inner compass also. But just like, and yeah, I don't feel like we need to judge no one. And I feel bad when people judge people, and especially on the spiritual path. And my grandmom was part of two religions. My mom has been really religious, and I have learned that being connected with God, it's so freeing, and there is no like kind of like no right or wrong. Like there is no limits to how you can believe, because the belief is in yourself, and it's so loving and accepting. And yeah, so the things that have been happening lately in Finland, it just have made me really sad.
Yeah. Do you feel that now you're, because you're in Portugal right now, does it feel like easier to be there? Because I'm just asking, because my experience was when I was in Spain, like it was easier for me to kind of share my truth and like be myself and all of that, because I was kind of away from the energy in Finland, which I experienced as more kind of judgmental and close-minded. So I'm just wondering, like, does it feel different for you to now be in Portugal? I know that you're in a very magical place, so for sure it feels different in some ways, but you know, you were also saying that you're gonna come back to Finland. So what's the, or I'm very curious also at that point to hear, once you're back here, what's the feeling then? But does it feel for you more like freeing there, or
yeah,
do you feel a difference?
Yeah, definitely. Like if I tap into the energy what is collective like in Finland or here, like currently I don't feel like coming back because it feels so heavy. And here, like being surrounded like-minded people who are really supporting you, and you can do your work and healing sessions here, and like have that understanding. And yeah, that has been huge and really necessary on my path right now. And yeah, it's gonna be hard to come back to Finland, I need to admit, but let's see how long I will stay here. Like, or like in Finland. Yeah, let's see.
Yeah. Oh, I relate so much to that. And yeah, now just talking to you just makes me want to leave like this afternoon, get on a plane and just fly away, because it just reminds me of the energy in Spain, but also in Portugal. It was such a, I think I had my like happiest week of my life when I was in Portugal about a year ago. I remember the energy there, and it's so beautiful.
And I feel like when I'm gonna come back to Finland, I'm just gonna get my own van and go by some lake and just be in my van and just swim and like enjoy the Finnish summer and not being in big cities. Like, yeah, during this trip I have realized how the energy in cities can be so draining. Like truly, oof, it can affect so much on the energy system.
Yeah. So I want to ask you about, how do you, what would you say if someone wants to kind of start to develop their spiritual abilities, whatever it is, whether it's like energy healing or, I mean, there's so many different things. Where would you recommend people to kind of start with? Or is it, do you view it as, I would guess that it's always kind of different for everyone, but if someone is, for example, me, I'm going to use myself as an example here, that I'm so fascinated by so many different things, and I get the feeling that there's so much that I could do, what would you say is kind of the first thing to really get connected to your spiritual abilities?
I would just say tune into yourself, and if there is like so many things that are fascinating and you want to get to know, just write them down and see which one of those things lifts your energy. When you like think about it, like when you feel that thing, like if that lifts your energy, that's where you should go. And get to know information about it. And also, yeah, I'm not saying that some course is like that thing to do, like you can get the certificate or whatever. It wasn't just my path, but also to know that it's not necessary, and just following where your guidance is leading you, because there is so many healers at this moment, so many readers, but when it is truly in alignment with you, like the universe will show you.
Yeah, that is very true. Is there anything else you would, any sort of message you would like to share with people? There's so much in your work that like I'm so fascinated by, and I could talk to you forever about all of these things, but is there anything that feels important right now for you to share with people?
Yeah, I feel like nowadays we are searching a lot of information about, like, regarding the spiritual stuff, and just see what resonates with you, like what is resonating with your soul, and take that and leave the rest. And always, always remember to listen your heart. Like that's your compass. That's the thing that will tell you that's connected to source. So yeah, listen your heart. Even it's such a cliche, but it's so true.
I love that. So, where can people find more about you and all these things that you do?
Yeah, I have social media. I have Instagram page, which I should be updating more. Heal with Avalia, and I have my website where you can book healing sessions or readings. Healwithavalia.com, and also I have TikTok, also called Heal with Avalia. So yeah, there you can find me.
Amazing. Thank you so much for sharing your wisdom and your journey. And this was honestly, this was healing for me. Like, I've just been like writing things down here while you're talking and just like felt like kind of a healing session for me. And I know that this is a conversation that is going to be important for other people as well to hear. So thank you so much for sharing all of what you shared.
Thank you. Thank you so much, and thank you for interviewing and asking me to join. I truly enjoyed this.
Of course.